Amy and her husband, Donald Wyman, met at Elliott Hospital nearly 2 decades ago. She was just 19, a new nursing assistant, and by her own admission, not all that attracted to Don, who has some years on her. For his part, he was willing to put in the time.
We didn't become a partner, but we knew each other. And then later on, we fell in love.
7 years ago, they finally married. Amy recalls some of the early courtship.
He liked to go hiking. He liked the outside. Our first time together, like not a date, but the first thing we did together, like as a family, we went camping. So he liked the outdoors.
Remember we went up to Maine and we watched Turn in the Mountain, the rain?
Yep. He has aphasia, so some of his words come out differently.
Amy is now wife, mother, and translator, helping 52-year-old Don express his thoughts. She says in all the conversations they had before the incident, he never expressed concern about his safety working inside the ER. But she had her own fears.
Because of different stories that he would tell me, or I've worked down there as well, so I kind of knew how the kind of patients we would get.
Last July 8th, they were both on duty, Amy upstairs in the psych ward, Don in the ER.
They called me from the emergency room and asked me to come down because something had happened to him.
I can tell you that something happened at work, but I don't know all the details.
They really wouldn't tell me what had happened to him. And then they initially thought he had gotten shot or hit with something because of the blood. And he was bleeding to death and barely breathing.
Don's attack allegedly came at the hands of a 33-year-old patient who had been held inside the ER for 3 days, waiting for a psychiatric bed to open up. During the struggle, another staff member suffered a broken cheekbone. Don's injuries were far more severe.
That day, initially, he had a traumatic brain injury, and he had broken most of his facial bones under his eyes, his orbits, his nose, his jaw, his cheeks.
He tore his rotator cuff and lost 4 front teeth. In the early days of his recovery, blood clots led to 2 strokes. Vision in Don's right eye is basically gone, and his speech, though improving, has a long way to go. In October, the suspect, Ansel Kinglock, was deemed incompetent to stand trial and remains incarcerated. The Wymans try not to spend time thinking about it.
I think that I do blame him. I mean, do I sit around and hold a lot of anger towards him all every day? No, I don't.
You know, I don't sit there and whine nothing. I got things to do.
Don's busy with therapy, both occupational rehab for his shoulder and twice-a-week speech work. He also has a daily session with a life coach. They go out into town, practice ordering coffee, and doing other routine tasks. At home, Don, who used to be the family cook, is regaining some of his domesticity. Between this marriage and prior ones, there are 5 kids. They battled the wake of toys and sneakers and clothes and crumbs left behind.
He actually really likes to clean now, which he never did. He cleans all the time, actually.
And though he doesn't always put things back where they belong, Amy appreciates the help and the consideration he still shows her.
I want to take very good care of her, but sometimes I don't understand or I don't think well. I'm learning.
They're both relearning how to communicate, how to get through chores and kids home sick from school. Another change is their new home. They moved from New Boston to Manchester to be closer to family. Amy is now back at work, part-time at the Elliott. She says she misses having Don in the building with her. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.